Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. We're wrapping up Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we check in with Dr. Edie Krieger, a radiation oncologist at OSF Hegeler Cancer Center in Danville. Here's that conversation.
The main thing is to go get your mammogram. Get your mammogram, see your physician for a clinical breast exam. The earlier we catch breast cancer, and that's really what the key is all about. The earlier you catch the breast cancer, the better we are at treating it and curing it. The treatments are phenomenal now. And so what's interesting is that the rates of breast cancer is going up. So if you've heard that, oh, my neighbor, you know, relative has breast cancer, it's probably true because we're much better at detecting breast cancer. But the good news is that we're catching them at an earlier stage and therefore treating them more effectively. And so the cure rates in America have actually gone up as well.
Okay. What about everyday signs that women should look out for? Maybe they're doing their monthly self check, or maybe they're just looking at themselves in the mirror. What signs and symptoms should they look for?
Right. So I think, you know, we don't have to obsess over checking ourselves, but, you know, if you notice a change, a skin dimpling, a lump, and it doesn't have to be painful. In fact, most breast cancers are painless. Then yes, go get yourself checked by your physician, get a mammogram. But again, you know, a lot of times there's no symptoms. A lot of times it's just a finding on a mammogram that gives us a hint that there's something abnormal going on.
So I would guess talk to either your OBGYN or your primary care provider about, okay, when do you need to start those mammograms and how often?
Absolutely.
Young women, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not recommended, I think, when you get to a certain age, right?
Correct. Yeah, when you get to a certain age. And I think everyone is, you know, a little different based on their family history. So, for example, if a woman has a very strong family history or has been found to have a genetic mutation, they will get mammograms or even, you know, MRIs at a younger age in their 30s. But in general, mammograms are indicated for women, you know, 40 and over.
And I've read about technology getting better with dense breast and being able to image that better, correct?
Correct. So not everybody can get an MRI. Just the cost, and just there are some downsides with MRIs as well that we won't get into. But, you know, in general, you don't use MRI to screen a population. But mammograms are much better now. There's the tomosynthesis mammograms, as well as in some centers, they're starting to really research contrast-enhanced mammograms as well, for specifically, as you discussed or mentioned, for dense breasts.
And then also hit on, if you don't mind, risk factors. So in our previous conversation, we were talking about smoking, alcohol, being sedentary. How's risk factors present as well for breast cancer?
Yeah. Unfortunately, alcohol seems to be a theme here. Multiple drinks a day, probably not good for any cancer, but yes, for breast cancer. Genetics, but it's a very rare population that has a genetic component to the breast cancer. So it's, not having children until a later age would be a risk factor. Getting older and having longer menses cycles. There have been links to a, you know, high fat diet. So a really nice example is the Japanese have a very, very low risk of breast cancer. But when you take their relatives that immigrated to San Francisco, for example, and then adopted the American diet, which is typically high fats, processed foods, that their risk of breast cancer went up. So, you know, I think there are definitely lifestyle changes. Obesity is linked as well.
And then lastly, just talk a little bit about what we offer here at the Cancer Center for breast cancer patients.
So my treatment is radiation therapy, and the treatments have come a long way. The technology is phenomenal. Nowadays, we have what's called onboard imaging or cone beam CT. We can do a mini CT every day to make sure you're lining up correctly. We have something called deep inspiration breath hold treatment, where you can, when a woman takes a deep breath, what happens is the heart moves away, or I should say the breast moves away from the heart, because you're filling up your lungs with air. And that's really the best time to receive the treatment and not cause cardiac damage, is when you have a deep inspiration breath hold. So we have that technology here. We also have surface guidance technology, which is basically an optical light that shines on the chest to make sure, again, that you're lining up perfectly for the treatment.
So very precise, in other words.
Very precise treatment.
Getting the cancer, the cells.
Absolutely. We're getting the cancer and not the healthy cells. It's phenomenal how far we've come.
That's Dr. Edie Krieger, radiation oncologist at OSF Hegeler Cancer Center in Danville. The center's at 806 North Logan, and you can learn more by calling 217-431-4290. 217-431-4290. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. For a podcast of these programs, go to WITYradio.com. And for more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.